you are joined by.
You are one.
Others.
Remember it well then. This night.
This great victory. Suddenly the years ahead. You can say.
I was there that night.
We are the king.
What is the doom of men
that they will get?
I believe it is our fate to be here. It is our destiny. I believe this night holds for each and every one of us the very meaning of our lives.
You do not truly know someone until you fight them.
Sir, I'm unaware of any such activity or operation. Nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
Old men like me don't bother with making laws. There's no point.
Is that why there are no young men on the council?
Good point.
You have to do better than that.
Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf! Don't you think it's a little risky for R&R? If I say save us on this beach, Captain, it's save us on this beach! Nowhere will have this place cleaned up and ready for us in chicken salt, don't you worry!
Pick up the suit, this sub 1-3, the jet fuel bar is out there. You've got about 30 seconds on the station to get your people back and heads down. It's going to be a big one.
And flower were one with man, and death
was but a dream.
Looking at the cake's like looking at the future. Until you've tasted it, what do you really know?
And then, of course, it's too late.
But it's not too late to catch the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z right here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio, broadcasting to you live from downtown Spokane, Washington, right here in the community building on 35 West Main. It is Sunday, May 4th, 45 degrees outside. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the format of my show, I generally start out with a beat and get mellower and mellower as the show progresses. Tonight's show might be a little mellower, a little sooner than usual, but we'll start out with a beat anyway. We have a mix here. Paul Oakenfield and others put this together. It's a combination of Lost Witness and Song to the Siren, Did I Dream, all put together as a perfecto mix. After that, we'll have some Cocteau Twins, Dead Can Dance, Pink Floyd, Vangelis, Lisa Gerrard, Love is Colder Than Death, and much, much more. Also, I'm going to be doing quite a bit of Native American music throughout the show tonight as well, different mixes on that. So hope you'll enjoy it. Meanwhile, get into the quick headlines of the Tech Talk with Hawk segment, just headlines and just give a few rundown for a few minutes of headlines related to technology and how they affect our privacy, security, and civil rights. And then on Fridays from noon to 1, I go into a lot more detail with full editorial opinion and conversation related to some of these topics and others. And you can also always download the podcasts of previous shows at techtalkhawk.com. And of course, listen online live here at kyrs.org. Speaking of listening online, there's been a new ruling related to webcasting, web broadcasting. And basically, the RIAA wants to change the rates related to webcasting to basically make it so that it'll put most internet radio stations out of business by making the costs of broadcasting much higher than the revenues that are possible. This is from, let's see, and that's the U.S. Copyright Office has recently, I've been finding a whole bunch of notices about this. So the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board rejects webcasters, embraces Sound Exchange. Sound Exchange is the RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America division. And they are going to jack up the rates each year significantly. As of 2006, it was only 0.0008 cents to stream one song to one listener. Starting 2007, it becomes 1.1 cents. Then 1.4, 1.8, 1.9 just keeps going up year after year very, very quickly. That's a very large jump if you consider a lot of people connecting at once just to have one song streamed. So yet again, the RIAA is making it very difficult for people. So that basically it also means that even the tiniest sites, such as ourselves, owe a minimum of $500 per channel per year. So we'll have to see how this affects KYRS's webcasting. We'll have to look into that further, but that's some news that just came out today. And the analysis from several sites, one of them's Wired News and some others, seem to indicate that it's going to make internet webcasting of music pretty much unaffordable for anybody, except for the biggest and the largest of the media companies. Which is really unfortunate. But, so that's some little information there about what the Recording Industry Association of America is continuing to be up to. This Friday, I'm planning to do a full one-hour show on the history of the battle with both the Recording Industry Association and the Movie Industry Association of America, MPAA and RIAA, and what they've been doing to the average citizen in controlling and taking away the freedom of choice and expression, both on the artist side and on the listeners and viewers side. So that'll be on Friday, noon to 1. Some other information, John C. Dvorak from PC Magazine has an article looking